Fighting corruption was one of the centerpieces of the coalition agreement that paved the way for the current government. But with an anti-corruption strategy now on the government table and creating rifts between the political partners, what have the results been so far? Chris Johnstone asked the director of the Czech branch of corruption watchdog Transparency International, David Ondráčka, how he evaluated the government's performance.
We score it very poorly at the moment, since after 7 months of the existence of this government, which called itself anti-corruption, we haven't seen adoption of anti-corruption strategy. We see that there are a lot of cases that are being not resolved. We haven't seen any major progress in investigation of corruption. And before Christmas, there came the major political scandal related to environmental ministry, which was dealt totally improperly.
Are there any positive aspects of in any ministries at all that you can identify?
Surely, you know, we should not be disbalanced. So we see some positive elements. What we welcome very much are certain moves to accountability at certain government agencies, namely, we see progress at the Ministry of Defense, Ministry of Transportation, and Ministry of Culture. However, the, you know, the total and global result is that these moves are rather individual.
And the scandal at the Environment Ministry, what sort of message do you think that sent out about the government's willingness to tackle corruption?
Well, the result and the signal that was sent was highly negative, since the key message is that whoever becomes a whistleblower and reports on corruption or wrongdoing is consequently punished, loses the job, and actually is being publicly discredited. The second message was that the substance of this case is that the public tender was supposed to be manipulated and overcharged, and that part of the money should go to the financing of political party, which was completely dismissed and abandoned, and the police investigation is focusing on a very different storyline than this critical one.
And at the moment on the government table today, there's a proposed anti-corruption package. How do you evaluate that?
There is no doubt that the government needs to have an anti-corruption strategy or package, and this strategy should be complex and comprehensive. However, we see at the moment a huge political struggle over consistency of that package. There is a clear difference between two coalition members, how it should be structured and what should be included. And it's very likely that this package will be postponed and will wait for a new amendments and changes. The result is that the government will still lack the anti-corruption strategy, that all necessary reforms will be delayed, and it's very likely that some of them will be completely skipped.
But if most of it comes into effect, is it sufficient? Is it adequate in your opinion?
Well, if all what is being proposed on the paper at the moment would be adopted, then Czech Republic would become an ideal paradise of anti-corruption in an anti-corruption sense. However, we all know that this is just a strategy, and we will need to wait for specific legislative proposals and executive changes, and these can be structured in very different ways, either very efficient or completely empty. Even if the package is adopted, we are still far behind from real execution and real enforcement.
David Ondráčka of the Czech branch of Transparency International speaking there to Chris Johnstone.